Unit 2. Touch of Nature. A. Exercise 4. Page 12.
Written in the stars. The Swift-Tuttle comet is in an orbit that takes it far out beyond the last planet in the solar system and then back into the inner planets. As it approaches the sun, it heats up, giving off a stream of water and dust, which remain in space. When our planet passes through this debris every summer, it produces probably the most impressive meteor shower on Earth, the Perseids. At the shower's maximum activity, observers see 50 to 100 shooting stars streaking across the sky per hour. But though the Swift-Tuttle comet is the creator of this display, it gets no credit. So where does the name the Perseids come from? All meteor showers appear to come from one point in the sky, which astronomers call the radiant of that meteor shower. For the Perseids, this point is the constellation of Perseus, which hangs low on the horizon in the northeast of the northern hemisphere. Next to it lie the constellations Andromeda and Pegasus. Above it, Cassiopeia, and below, Cetus. Perseus was an ancient Greek hero who grew up on the island of Seriphos. When he became a man, the king of Seriphos, Polydectes, tricked him into promising to kill Medusa, a fearsome monster with snakes instead of hair. But the gods decided to help Perseus. Zeus gifted him a special sword and an invisibility helmet. Medusa's gaze turned men to stone, so Athena gave Perseus a shield polished like a mirror and advised him to look at Medusa only through that. As a result, Perseus was able to creep up on the monster and cut off her head, which he took to show Polydectes. However, on his way back, Perseus spied a beautiful woman called Andromeda, tied to a rock by the sea. Her mother, Queen Cassiopeia, had angered Poseidon, the god of the sea, by boasting her daughter was lovelier than his sea nymphs. Poseidon had sent Cetus, a terrible sea monster, to destroy her kingdom and demanded Andromeda's sacrifice. The queen gave in to his terrible demand and left her daughter for the monster to take, but before it could, Perseus flew in on his winged horse, Pegasus, and showed it the head of Medusa. Cetus was instantly turned to stone. Perseus married Andromeda, and they had 7 sons, who were known as the Perseids. For people in the time before maps and compasses, the celestial bodies were vitally important. For example, they guided sailors across the vast dark sea and announced the passing of the seasons, for farmers to know when to plant and when to harvest. The people of ancient times had to know every star and planet by heart, and the best way was to put them in stories. When they looked up into the night sky, they saw heroes and heroines, monsters and gods, joined together in love and conflict, bound by narratives heard since infancy. Western astronomers continued in this tradition, using ancient Greek and Roman names for new celestial bodies as they discovered them. Planets Neptune and Uranus were named this way, as well as moons such as Jupiter's Io and Callisto. Since the Perseids meteor shower appears to come from his constellation, it was fitting to give this spectacular display of shooting stars the name of the sons of the legendary hero Perseus.